You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Severe weather is set to strike Wisconsin in winter. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. These storms last year left a swath of destruction that included dead and missing cows, roofs blown off of homes, destroyed storage sheds and barns, trashed vehicles and shattered windows. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Tomorrow, temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely.
A workplace accident at Progressive Converting, or Procon, in Appleton resulted in the death of an employee Wednesday. The Appleton area OSHA office has opened an investigation into forklift operations there. OSHA has 6 months to complete its investigation. The Green Bay Improvement and Service Committee is recommending the city take on 4 infrastructure projects totaling over $1 million. The projects include repairs to the Pine Street parking ramp, the Main Street parking ramp, repairs to the 7th Street Bridge over the Beaver Dam Creek, and installation of water and sewer mains at Finger Road to advance Drop Forge's plan to build a $20 million plant in the area. The Green Bay Council will vote on the recommendations on Tuesday, March 18th. At a candidate's forum for races in Oshkosh, the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County announced its stance against a constitutional amendment referendum. Marjorie Davey, president of the LWV of Winnebago County.
Like the referendum questions presented last year, this again seeks to disenfranchise voters by placing voting limits into the state constitution instead of allowing bipartisan discussions to pass policies, although Wisconsin's photo ID law is among the most restrictive in the nation already. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin urges voters to vote no to this question.
The constitutional referendum is on the April 1st ballot. Early voting begins Tuesday, March 18th. With millions being spent on advertising in Wisconsin Supreme Court election, are voters any better informed? Joanne Krulatz has more.
UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says much of the advertising in the race between Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel has little to do with the actual job of a state Supreme Court justice.
Many of the ads are about crime, records on criminal justice, toughness on crime, associations with police or law enforcement, not very indicative of the kinds of things they'll actually address on the court. You know, we're providing voters with a lot of information about things that maybe aren't most useful for them in figuring out who the right candidate would be.
Burden says ads to help voters to understand the candidate's allegiances.
One of the things I think ads do that is helpful is showing the allegiances of the candidates to groups and causes. Things they've been entangled up in the past or have a connection to. That's indicative of their probably judicial philosophy and how they think about cases.
Schimmel and Crawford participated in their first and only debate of the campaign this week. The Greater Green Bay Community Foundation awarded over $341,000 in grants to 35 nonprofit organizations during the winter grant cycle this year. The nonprofits that serve Brown, Kewaunee, and Oconto counties will use the grants for everything from job training programs, youth mentoring, feeding those with food insecurity, providing dental care to uninsured children, helping refugees, environmental programs, literacy programs, programs for the homeless, and many other worthy projects. The grants are awarded twice a year, and applications for the next grant cycle open May 1st. Struggling financially, St. Norbert College announced it's laying off 27 faculty members. In addition to the nearly 30% reduction in faculty, the college will eliminate 15 of its 65 majors and 5 minors from the curriculum. The Catholic College has faced declining enrollment, adding to its financial woes. The cuts were approved this week by a special meeting of the Board of Trustees. The Wisconsin Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee, or GOAT, Committee, held its first public meeting Tuesday. The state-level replication of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency used the hearing to question government leaders over telework policies, use of workspace, and cybersecurity. A number of state officials speaking during the hearing praised the availability of remote work, saying the flexibility has helped agencies attract competitive applicants. Critics questioned the productivity of remote workers. Republican proposed legislation that would require sheriffs to help immigration authorities passed the State Assembly's Public Safety Committee Tuesday. The proposal would require sheriffs to verify the citizenship of anybody arrested on felony-level offenses. If they're unable to verify citizenship, they would be legally required to report it to the Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will now get a full vote in the Assembly, but Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. A Wisconsin retailer is not making the same amount of sales. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The cash at Kohl's isn't flowing as fast as it was. Menominee Falls-based Kohl's is reporting a fourth quarter net sales decline of just over 9%. A new company CEO took over in January with incoming announcements about initiatives aimed at revitalizing the retailer. Kohl's stock fell on the news.
One of the changes new CEO Ashley Buchanan wants to implement is a reduction in the number of brand exclusions and restrictions in the popular Kohl's cash promotions. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James, but Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20, 126 to 106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come-from-behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. Kelly Clarkson was absent from her own talk show for almost a week, causing fear in her fans that something might be wrong with her. Co-hosts filled in so that a TV-watching crisis was averted. Reps for the Kelly Clarkson show said that Clarkson was dealing with a personal matter that had nothing to do with her, which makes absolutely no sense. Kelly's fans flooded social media, taking time out of their extremely busy days to demand to know what was going on, until one social media user finally finally set things straight, saying, "Hey, y'all need to understand this. Kelly does not owe y'all an explanation for her absence. Y'all can just stop." Does anyone else feel less intelligent now than when I started reading this? Do you think they'll tease the heck out of Kelly's return? I see a ratings bonanza for Kelly right around the corner, y'all. Big news from The Masked Singer as the identity of the singer in the Space Ranger costume was revealed. Who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and mild. We'll get to the mid-60s today. Scattered thunderstorms are possible this evening with rain likely overnight tonight and showers off and on through Saturday. Our high Saturday, 60. It'll be really windy with showers and even a little light snow chiming in by Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.